Today is the evening of the 19th of July. And the reason that I'm laughing, it's better to laugh than to cry. Today was one of those doozy of days. We had a major water leak, and I just finally got it fixed. And then we had another little challenge. And then another challenge. And challenges upon challenges upon challenges. And you know what? When we have those kind of challenges, we can look to Christ, or we can get in the flesh. We can just get all bent out of shape, and we can say, why me? Why me? You know? But really what we should be saying is, what have I ever done to deserve even one of the favors I've known? Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
We should be counting our blessings ton by ton. Not one by one, ton by ton. Now, Mark has a... we'll have a little fun here with the audience, Mark. I'm going to give the audience three guesses about what the title of your sermon is, and the first two don't count. And if you can get any of the words in Mark's discussion, then guess what? You get a free CD. Okay? Now, you're beyond your best behavior now. Don't you? I know that you're going to be honest here, but you email me at bba@hughes.net. That's BBA, like Big Bad Apple, bba@hughes.net. And you tell me if you guessed one of the first one. This is a three word title of his sermon. And if you could guess one of the words, you get a free CD by Mark and me. Okay? Now, Mark, I'm going to let you. Now, listen, folks. Listen up, because this could be a free CD. Go ahead, Mark.
Free will decision.
Free will decision. And I gave Mark a hard time about this title. You all think that I'm hung up on free will? Well, you just get around Mark for a little bit. And I can just hear you saying, oh, he's just a chip off the old block. Well, I don't know about that. But anyway, we've done free choice. Don't be a free willer. Free will. And I don't know all the other ones we've called it. Don't go for free will. We've done Bible discussions about what is an Arminian. Don't be an Arminian. And on and on and on.
Okay.
Now, but after I got to talking to Mark, when he was about 15 years old, he had attended a Youth for Christ rally. And at the end of the little sermonette, people were invited down to make a free will decision for Christ. And Mark went down, and a black gentleman led him to a decision to accept Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. And Mark said he remembered that this black gentleman said that this is a free will decision, right?
Yeah.
It's a free will decision. This is, you know, this is up to you. It's up to you. Now, we know that it is not up to us. We know that it's not up to us. It's up to God whether He shows us grace or not. It's by grace that you are saved, not of works, lest any man should boast. We are His workmen, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Now that little welcome that little welcome message you're in the background is my Incredimail.
Uh-huh.
And yeah. I hate it. I wish I could take it off of there, but every time I turn it on, it has to give me that little welcome thing. Now, I'm not sure I can find it. But anyway, yes, I did. I did a little motif today. Now, this is called the free will motif. Okay?
Is it a free willer motif?
Yes. Free willer motif.
I'm not a free willer.
Okay, I know you're not. But we're going to let people get a understanding here. Now, I know this. You say, well, you're being awful light tonight. Well, yeah. I understand. I'm a little tired, and it's been one of those days. And, you know, give me a little bit break here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to read this to you, and I hope that you'll understand. Now, this is the motif of the free willer. I am so glad that I chose Christ. The benefits are great. It was a no-brainer when I decided to my faith to appropriate. Fill out a decision card today and you will be well on your way to have health, wealth, and prosperity. So do it quickly, don't delay. You then can sing with us with much glee, I am so glad my free will saves me. Now that may be a little overstated, but you know, that's in a nutshell. Arminians are into the health and wealth and prosperity gospel. They look at all of the benefits of being a part of the free willers. And it's a big social club. They all get together and go to the Royals game, go to the Chiefs game, go to Little League baseball games. You know, go watch their big screen TVs. Hey, let's go watch C.S. Lewis movie.
C.S. Lewis.
You don't want to see C.S. Lewis?
No.
Well, you wouldn't believe it. They got some great fables, man.
No, they're probably wrong. You know,
well, yeah, they are wrong. But you know what? Hey, God's merciful, right?
No.
Well, let's go watch The Passion of the Christ, man.
I don't want to.
Well, you can see the seven stations of the cross, okay?
No.
All right, well, okay, how about, you know what we ought to do?
What?
Just to diversify our interests. Yeah. We ought to read some Harry Potter books, don't you think?
No.
No? No Harry Potter, huh?
No.
Well, okay. Well, let's get real conservative then, okay? Let's go to a Focus on the Family rally. What do you think?
No.
Focus on the Family, man. They're for the family, man. What do you think about that?
No.
No? Well, man, you just are pretty narrow-minded.
Okay, well, I think the big thing is that we have to focus our attention on Jesus Christ and His completed work on the cross. And if we get sidetracked and we go to somewhere else, then it's not going to be for our best spiritual health, is it?
No.
Now, I'm going to have you look up some scriptures. And hopefully by looking up these scriptures, this will, again, just reaffirm that God has done mighty work in a person's heart that wants to seek His Word and to follow His directives. There's so many areas that we could go to. But I'm going to look at some different areas that we maybe not have looked at before that hopefully will be a blessing to the people that are listening tonight about this discussion. Now, I know that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Go to the 10th chapter of Romans, and I want you to read the first verse down to the fourth verse for me.
Tenth chapter
of Romans, and the first to the fourth verses.
Rather, my heart's desire and prayer to God, Israel, is that they might be saved. And through the 10th verses,
through the 4th verse.
For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. They being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth.
Okay. We need to submit ourselves to the righteousness of God, not to the free will of man. Now, I want you to go to 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, and I want you to read those first four verses. 1 Corinthians 10, 1 through 4.
Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ.
Jesus Christ is the same today, yesterday, today, and forever. All the Old Testament saints drank of that same spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. There's an answer to dispensationalism. You know, people that say that you can't find Christ in the Old Testament, well, you can certainly find Christ in the Old Testament talked about in the New Testament. Now, let's go back to Hebrews, and I want you to read for me in the book of Hebrews a very interesting passage of scripture here. We're talking here tonight about glorifying God in our lives, giving Him all the glory, giving Him all the praise, giving Him all of the honor. For Him, all the honor is due. We would have been destroyed. We would have been separated from God for eternity in hell had it not been for Jesus Christ. We would not have ever come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ had it not been for Jesus Christ's work. And I'm thankful for His work. I'm thankful that He is our high priest. I want you to go to the 13th chapter of Hebrews, and I want you to read the 20th and the 21st. Why don't you start by reading the 9th verse?
Be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with means which have not profited them that have been occupied therein.
Now, what does the author here tell us that's a good thing for the heart to be established with, Mark?
Meats.
No, not meats. What does it say that it's a good thing for the heart to be established with?
Well, verse 9. Be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines.
For it is good thing that the heart be established with what?
Grace.
Grace, not with meats. It's a good thing that our heart is established with grace. Now, I want you to go down to read the 20th verse.
Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant,
to make you perfect in every good work, to do His will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in His sight through Jesus Christ, to Him be glory forever and ever. Amen. Is He glorying in the free will of man there?
No.
Who's He glorying in?
Jesus Christ.
Right. And He tells us what Jesus Christ has done for us in the 15th verse. Read that for us.
By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name.
Yes. We should be giving thanks to Jesus Christ for this perfect sacrifice that He's offered up for us. You know, it's... Now I want you to go over to James, the second chapter. And this gives me great comfort, because when I go to James in the second chapter, I see I can relate to this as being possibly Larry Phillips. Read in the second chapter of James, the fifth verse.
Hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not God chosen the poor of this world rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he hath promised to them that love him?
Hasn't God chosen? Hasn't God chosen the poor of this world? Rich in faith. Heirs. Heirs. That means that we have been given an inheritance. Like Paul says, uncorruptible, undefiled, reserved in heaven for you. Heirs of the kingdom, which he has promised to them that love him. Well, now I want us to go back to the first Peter, and I want you to read for me the fourth verse of the first chapter.
The inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you.
That's what Jesus Christ has done for his inheritance. And he's the one that's called us. He's the one that's established us. He's the one that's given us the grace. Now, I want to go back to the fifth chapter of 1 Peter. And I want you to read for me the 10th and the 11th verses there.
The God of all grace, who hath called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
To him be dominion and glory forever. Amen. You know, I recently got an email from somebody, and they said, I'm getting sick and tired of you always trying to defend God. He doesn't need you to defend him. You don't have to constantly be lifting up God, talking about his majesty and his sovereignty. You know, that's his business. That's not your business. Really? Well, why did Peter do it? Why did Paul do it? Why did John do it? Why did Moses do it? Why did Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Daniel, and Hosea, Joel, and Amos, and Obadiah, and Micah? Why did all of those people lift up Jesus Christ? You know, here he says, Peter says, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. I mean, if we're going to be spending all of our eternity in singing "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive glory and honor and power," don't you think we ought to get started right now down here on the earth?
Yeah.
I think so. Okay, now, I want you to go over to Second Peter, and I want you to read the third verse.
What chapter?
Second Peter, the first chapter and the third verse.
According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue.
Notice here that his divine power hath given unto us all things. Not our free will. Our free will, which doesn't exist, doesn't give us anything. But according to his divine power, has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. You know, he said in the first verse that Jesus Christ have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. We obtained the faith through the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Through the righteousness of Jesus Christ is how we obtain this faith. Okay, now, why do you think that Peter keeps admonishing us. Mark, read in the third chapter of 2 Peter, the 18th verse.
Growing grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Him be glory both now and forever. Amen.
He's still lifting Him up and glorifying Him. But you know what He says? Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. He doesn't say grow in the knowledge of your free will. Grow in the knowledge of your Arminian doctrine. Grow in the knowledge of your humanism. Grow in the knowledge of your humanistic theology. But He says, grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior. He's the one that did the saving. Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, now, I want us to go over to the Epistle of Jude, and I want to read a couple verses there. What I want you to read is the last two verses of that chapter, 24 and 25.
Now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy, the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. Amen.
To the one who is able to keep you from falling.
Oh, don't tell me you're one of those people that believe that once saved, always saved.
Yes, I am. That's what Christ says. To the one that's able to keep you from falling. And to present you faultless. How is He going to present us faultless? Because He's going to see His Son's perfect sacrifice on the cross for us. We have the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ. That's how He's going to present us faultless. Before the presence of His glory with exceeding glory. How could we stand in the presence of His exceeding glory in our own free will, in our own sin and depravity, and our corrupt nature inherited in Adam? No. We have been changed. These vile bodies, we will receive glorified bodies, and we will be changed in a twinkling of an eye. And we will put on immortality. And He says in the last verse there in Jude, to the only wise God. A lot of people think they're awful wise in their own conceits. They think that they have all the answers. The only answers. The only answer is Jesus Christ. We are complete in Him. We don't have to look anywhere else but to Jesus Christ. That's all. That's it. Bottom line. End of story. Jesus Christ. He's the fulfillment of all of life and eternity, immortality, and eternal bliss, rest in Christ alone. To the only wise God our Savior be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. How can we say anything more clearly than that? He's able to keep you from falling. He's able to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy. And He is our eternal life. He is the one that bore our sins on the cruel cross of Calvary. He suffered. He died. He was wounded for our transgressions. Now, I know you probably get tired of hearing this over and over and over and over and over again, but you shouldn't. Tell me the story of Jesus. Write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. And when I hear this, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. That resonates within my spirit. That resonates within my spirit as an elect child of God. I'm unworthy. I'm the cheapest of sinners, like Paul said. I have no merits. What am I going to bring to the table? Nothing. Nothing in my hands I bring. Only to thy cross I cling. Naked came I to thee. But we are clothed with the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Now, Mark, I want you to go back to the 5th chapter of Revelation. I want you to read for us, if you would, I want you to read the 7th verse down through the 13th verse.
He came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. When he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. To the what verse? The what verse? Reads the what verse? 13th verse. And they sing a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book, to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood, as every kindred and tongue and people and nation, hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, the beast, and the elders. The number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them heard I saying, Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever.
Yeah. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive glory and honor and power and wisdom. You know, 10,000 times 10,000 times 10,000, from every tongue, every people, and every nation, all honor and majesty and glory belong to Jesus Christ. We cannot take any glory for to ourselves. He will not share His glory with another. And so this is the lesson tonight. And we must continue in this theme throughout our lifetime, giving Him the praise and the honor and the glory for all of these things. Father, we thank You for Your Word. We pray that You would apply it to our hearts and cause us to never forget that Thou art the one that is worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. We ask this in Christ's name and for Your glory alone. Amen.